And KVGC news time is 7:09. And in the news this morning, was it a rocket, an alien, or perhaps Santa on a practice run? Nope. The strange bright streak that appeared in the sky at about 5:30 last night turned out to be a large meteor crashing into the Earth's atmosphere and lighting up the sky. The Lick Observatory, which is owned and operated by the University of California, confirmed the bright light was caused by a big space rock. Now, being so high in the atmosphere, high-altitude winds gradually wrapped it into a question mark and then dissipated it. The meteor trail was visible through the foothill region as far south as Santa Cruz and as far north as Humboldt. A Delta IV heavy rocket had been scheduled for launch at roughly the same time from Vandenberg Air Force Base, was scrubbed due to a hydrogen leak, but luckily Mother Nature stepped in with the all-natural light show. Again, that was a hydrogen leak. The Delta IV rocket launch, which was scrubbed, was to be launched by United Launch Alliance, a joint venture of Lockheed Martin and Boeing. They may attempt the launch again this evening.
And Calaveras County is in line to benefit big from the increase in the county's transient occupancy tax. Under the old rate, the county was generating approximately $600,000 a year to split four ways. The increase to 12% approved by voters in November, which is consistent with other surrounding counties, will allow Calaveras to generate about $1.2 million a year. The new rate will affect hotel, bed and breakfast, and short-term vacation rental stays. Under the current formula that remains in place, TOT proceeds will equally be divided, with 25% each going to the fire districts, sheriff's department, public works for road maintenance, and to the county's visitors bureau for attracting and retaining visitors. Calaveras County's first ever economic development director, Kathy Galino, said recently, "It was high time to examine the TOT as the county has been charging only 6% for the past 44 years. Galino reinforced the fact that transient occupancy tax is not a tax on residents. It's a fee on those who are visiting the county and putting an additional burden on fire, public safety, and roads. Amador, Tuolumne, Mariposa, and El Dorado counties currently have a 10% TOT rate.
And the Sutter Amador Hospital solar panel project beginning to take shape as part of Sutter Health's efforts to update existing facilities and continue overall environmental stewardship efforts. Solar panels have been installed on top of the newly completed carports, which double as shaded parking for patients and guests. The local Sutter Amador project estimated to offset 53% of the hospital's annual power needs. The project also expected to offset 1,851 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year. Now that's like taking about 400 cars off the road. Annual savings for the project are estimated at $176,000 for Sutter Amador Hospital. As a not-for-profit health network, Sutter Health reinvests back into the communities in which it serves. Sutter Health launched its solar panel projects this fall and will eventually have them installed at three medical office buildings and three hospital campuses spanning the Sac Valley and Bay Area. The Sutter Amador project expected to be complete in the spring of 2019.
And you heard ABC report that it's going to be a record-breaking travel day today, possibly. Well, AAA projects a record-breaking 112 million Americans will travel this holiday season, meaning more than one-third of all Americans will take to the nation's roads and skies to celebrate the year-end holidays. That includes more than 14 million California travelers, up nearly 5% from 2017, and shattering the state's previous record. Now the vast majority of Californians, more than 12 million, will hit the road between Saturday and Tuesday, January 1st. So that's this Saturday, the 22nd, and Tuesday, January 1st, an increase of 4.7% over last year's auto traffic. Although gas prices in the Golden State have fallen nearly 30 cents in recent weeks, motorists can still expect to pay the highest holiday gas prices since 2013.
And the holiday season brings celebrations and time spent with family and friends, but unfortunately, they also result in a considerable loss of life on California roadways. Impaired driving, whether alcohol, legal, or illegal drugs, can result in a DUI arrest. A slowed reaction due to medication is dangerous as any other impairment and will increase the risk of a traffic collision. An impaired driving arrest can also mean a significant financial impact. The fine for a first-time offense DUI, along with associated costs, can total more than $15,000 here in California. If you see an impaired driver, call 911. Last year, during the Christmas holiday travel period, CHP made 917 arrests for DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus.
That's right. That time of year again, starting. Yeah, it started last night and it'll continue for the next couple of nights. Santa making his rounds in Jackson. Santa, all his helpers patrolling the streets of Jackson on a fire truck. Santa begins his rounds each night about 6 o'clock. Tonight, Santa will visit North Main Street, downtown Jackson, Main Court, Church, and Summit Streets. He'll travel back out New York Ranch Road and to the Rolling Wood Mobile Home Park. And again this year, Santa and the Jackson Fire Department will be collecting canned food for the Interfaith Food Bank to help those in need. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
Who are you?
I am JD Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.